Good morning. Today we're going to work on opening the hips, which is key to our mobility.
So just starting in child pose, nice wide knees, big toes touching, sink back into your heels, and you can have your arms by your sides, forehead into the floor, and just notice your breathing for a moment. As you exhale, just feel the weight of your body dropping downwards. And then when you're ready, moving to all fours, grounding your hands, bring your knees under your hips, and we're going to take a lunge. So step forwards with your right foot between your hands. Nice long distance between your right heel and your left knee, and now sink forwards. Feeling a stretch in your left hip flexor, maybe in your right hamstrings. And you can either just completely sink and let go, release your head, or you can look up and open your chest if you'd like to feel it opening the throat as well and into the heart today. So just melting, really using the out breath to let go. Okay, so let's shift the weight backwards, and as you do, straighten your front leg and lift your toes up, flexing your foot. As you next exhale, draw your nose towards your right knee. So you really feel a lovely stretch in the back of your leg, in the calves and hamstrings. Really draw those toes towards you. Lovely. So working dynamically now, as you exhale, bend back into your lunge. And as you breathe in, straighten your leg again and flex your toes. Lovely, sinking down on the exhale. And on the inhale, lifting that foot, nice straight leg, lovely. Exhale, releasing forwards. Inhaling, releasing back. And then we're again lunging, so just mounting here. Just notice how your hips feel now, maybe a bit warmer than when you started. And then returning to all fours, and then step the left foot through between your hands. Just check the knees not over your toes, but it's stacked above the ankle, and then sink nice and low this side. Just notice maybe your left lunge feels a bit more stiffer at the moment, so just again use your out breath to really let go. And you can either release over the leg, or you can look up, open the throat, open the chest. And then sink the weight back into the right knee, lift your left toes and straighten that front leg, and ease your nose towards that left knee. Just surrender the weight downwards. Holding here. And then working dynamically again. Exhale, coming forward into a lunge. And inhale, straightening that front leg, easing nose to knee. Sink forward on the exhale. Inhale, lengthen and straighten your leg, lovely. Two more times, easing forwards and back. And then let's hold that left-sided kneeling lunge once more. And again, notice how your hips feel, maybe a little bit more open and warm. Okay, returning to all fours, ground your hands, tuck your toes under, lift up into a blissful downward facing dog, so pedaling out your heels, maybe wiggling your tail. And when you feel ready, come to stillness in your downward facing dog. Lifting that tailbone nice and high, drawing the chest towards your thighs. Nice grounded hands. Then ease the heels down. Wonderful. So in downward facing dog, just draw the feet a little bit closer together, maybe a couple of centimetres between the left big toe and the right big toe. On your next in-breath, lift and extend your right leg up behind you. And as you exhale, tap that right foot down again. We're going to remain on the right side, so breathe in, lift that right leg, and exhale it down. And two more times. Inhale it up and exhale it down. And then just check your toes and fingertips are in line. And then left side. Breathing in, lifting left leg, exhaling, drawing that foot down, inhaling, rising, exhale it down, and two more. So as you do ground your feet, just really push into the heels to lengthen the back of the body. And let's have another blissful dog, so you can open the feet a little bit wider, just pedal it out. And then drop to your knees, nice wide knees, sinking back into child pose, releasing the wrists or coming onto your knees and just releasing, shaking out the wrists, maybe making fists, opening your fingers. Lovely. And just allow the breath to settle a little. We progress a little bit deeper into these hip openers. Okay, so when you're ready, back onto all fours. We're going to bring the right foot through between the hands again into a kneeling lunge. So again, nice distance between the right heel and the left knee. Feeling a nice stretch in that left hip flexor. If you'd like to add a twist, ground your left hand, bring your right hand into the small of your back, look over your right shoulder. And if that's comfortable for you, extend your right arm into the air. And if you want to go further still, tuck your back toes under, straighten the back leg, lift the left knee off the floor. So as you breathe in, draw the breath in. And just relax into this stretch as you exhale. Very nice. Let's look to the floor, ground the hand, and then sweep the right leg back and up into a three-legged dog and ground your foot so that you find downward facing dog again. And then drop to your knees once more onto all fours and bring the left foot through between the hands. Again, sink nice and low into this left-sided kneeling lunge. And if you'd like to add a twist, ground your right hand, left hand into the small of your back. Look over your left shoulder. Once you feel open, extend your right arm up if that's good for your shoulder.
Left arm.
Sorry, left arm. And tuck your right toes under and straighten that back leg. Lovely. Keep pushing into your back heel. That helps to straighten that back leg. Release into your hips. Lower back. And looking to the floor, ground your hands. Very nice. Let's extend that left leg up and back, splitting your dog, and ground the left foot. You can make your downward facing dog blissful, so bending the knees, paddling heels again. And then melting into child pose. Nice wide knees, big toes touching, sinking back again. Please release your wrists. Breath recover. Okay, returning to all fours again. And let's step the right foot through between the hands again. Again, just scoot those two toes forward so the knees over the ankle, not beyond the toes. So feel nice and grounded. Really spread the right toes. And really push into your left pointed foot. Feel the toes, feel the front of the ankle. And if it suits you, you're going to sweep both arms high above your head. Either keep the gaze forwards or look to your hands for crescent moon pose. Nice soft shoulders. As you breathe in, try and open your throat, open the chest, expand the heart. And on your next exhalation, bring your hands to your heart. And we're crossing the left elbow over the right knee, twisting, looking over your right shoulder. If you'd like to go deeper, tuck onto your back toes, extend the back leg, lifting the knee off the floor. That's great.
I can't do it. Dry.
Very nice. Let's look to the floor, ground both hands, sweep the right leg up and back, splitting your downward facing dog, and then grounding the downward facing dog. Very nice. And then dropping to all fours again, bring the left foot through between your hands, really grounding the left foot and the front of your right foot. When you feel steady, breathe in, sweep your hands high, crescent moon pose, either gaze forwards or looking to the hands for a back bend. And draw your navel in, feel an extra stretch in the whole front body. And again, release on your out breath and find a comfort here. And then bring your hands to your heart. And then cross your right elbow over your left knee, look over your left shoulder. And then tuck under your right toes if you'd like to take it one step further. And lifting that right knee off the floor. Just focus on something ahead of you, your dristy point that you can focus on will help you with your balance. And then looking to the floor, ground your hands, sweep the left leg up and back into your split downward facing dog, ground the feet. And again, rest in child pose, nice wide knees, big toes touching, sinking back, an opportunity to get the breath back and to release your wrists. Well done. Returning once more to downward facing dog. So just all fours, then tuck your toes under, sinking up. And feel the back of your body nice and broad. Just feel the shoulders rolling out. Feel the fingertips growing. Draw the heels to the floor. So here again, we're going to bring the feet a little closer together in downward facing dog. On your next in-breath, take the right leg up and then bend the right leg. Lift the right hip. Open your hip. Look under your right armpit. At the same time, ensure both hands are grounded, that you're pushing your chest towards your left thigh. You're grounding your left heel. And then square off your hips, extend your right leg up behind you, and then ground the right foot into downward facing dog. So again, just check the alignment in your fingers, in your toes. And let's work the left side. So lifting the left leg high, bend the left knee, lift the left hip, look under your left armpit. Nice strong arms bearing weight equally. Feel that left hip opening, space in the left colon, and bringing that left leg high and grounding the foot, and again melting into child pose or kneeling just to take an opportunity to release your wrists. Again, when you're ready, back onto all fours, briefly into downward facing dog. And then turn your toes out and try and ground your feet. Little Charlie Chaplin feet. You're going to bend the knees and walk your hands towards your feet and then bend your knees and come into a squat, malasana. Now, if that's not good for your knees, I'd like you to stand and take a higher squat. Just ensure the toes are turned out, and as you bend the knees are directly over the toes. So either a high squat, or if your hands are on the floor, just hold here. Maybe shifting left and right so that you can then ground both feet. And if that feels comfortable, bring your hands to your heart in prayer position. And then release into a forward bend. Turn the toes in so the feet are parallel. Release head and shoulders down. Hanging like a rag doll. And then ground your hands. Let's come into a plank position. So two options here. You can again melt into a child pose, or you can vinyasa. So if you're vinyasa-ing, ease into chaturanga, cobra or up dog. Exhale into downward facing dog. Okay. So let's split the dog by extending the right leg up. And we're going to step the right foot to the outside of the right hand. And you can either drop to your left knee if that's too tough for your wrists and your hips. Otherwise, we're going into lizard pose. So turn your right toes out around 45 degrees and ground the forearms. You might only get one forearm down, or you may just want to stay high. Just use your breath here. This is a lovely hip opener, but it's very strong. So really use your out breath to let go and surrender. And then you can drop to your left knee. Ground both hands, come back to all fours. Little rotations into the hips to release that intense stretch. And then rotating the hips in the opposite direction. And again, tucking your toes under, find downward facing dog. Breathe in, extend your left leg up and step it to the outside of your left hand. Either dropping to the right knee or keeping the right leg straight, turning out your left toes 45 degrees and then melting down onto forearms if that is good for you today. See where your body takes you today. And just notice your breathing. Is the in breath the same length as your out breath? Very nice. That's nice and open. So let's bend the right knee, ground it, ground both hands, return to all fours, and again, just circle into your hips. And circle in the other direction. Okay, we're going to step the right foot between both hands. Nice kneeling lunge. If you're happy here, stay here. If you'd like to try the splits, we're going to start walking that right foot forwards. We're going to slide the left leg back. So we've got quite grippy mats, so just try and ease apart as best you can. There's quite a lot of pressure probably in your hands. Lots of pressure in the hands, so if it gets too much, either ease the feet together or you can lean into your right hip, sit on your bottom to get out. So we're going to take four more breaths here. Okay, so if you're a bit stuck, you can take your right hand quite away to your right side, just start to lean over to your right. Bend both knees. Back to all fours. We're going to make figure of eights with the hips. So draw a number eight.
Oh, head of the hands.
Nice and open, well done.
It's getting over 80, so
I can still feel it.
Let's circle the figure of eight in the other direction. So that number of eight backwards. Okay, let's try the left side. Left foot through between the hands. Either stay in your kneeling lunge, but if you do want to take it further, walk your left foot forwards, sliding the right leg back. And one side is going to be easier than the other. Just be as open as you can be. Use that breath. Let go as you exhale. Well done. Let's ease out so you can either ease that left heel back or you can lean out to the left side. Well done. Back to all fours. So just listen to what your hips need. Do you need to circle them? Do you need to extend your legs? Do you need a downward facing dog just?
I need a blanket.
A shavasana. Good idea. And circle the other way. Fabulous. Okay, we're going to move to be a bit more grounded now. We've been quite heavy on the wrist. So we're going to go into pigeon pose. So bring your right knee towards your right wrist. Pivot on the knee so your right foot comes under the left hip and then slide your left leg away and point your toe.
Do you want to do this one?
Of course, yeah. And breathe in, look up, open the chest, open your throat, and then melt forwards into sleeping pigeon, either onto forearms, the back of your hands, or forehead on the floor. Take two more breaths here. And then you can look up, lift the chin, lift the heart, walk your hands up. So from here we're going into cow face pose legs. So ease into your right hip and swing your left leg in front of you. So essentially your right foot is by your left buttock and you're stepping the left foot over the right knee. And if you come off your mat, just make sure your feet are on the mat, so maybe shift a little to the left. And then if you can, turn your left foot so it's on its outer edge and draw the knees together. So you're inwardly rotating the hip. And if you want to go a bit deeper, you can fold forwards and melt into a little seed. Just melting, letting go. So again, it's quite an intense stretch. So really use the exhalation to release and let go. Two more breaths here. And then looking up, lifting the chest. Okay, so let's release the left leg away and bring the right leg so it's parallel with the front edge of your mat, so the lower leg is parallel. And then bring your left foot into the crook of your right knee and you're going to lower your left knee towards your foot into reverse pigeon. And if that is too much, you can just step that left foot ahead of the right shin. So wherever you are, breathe in, straighten your spine, and we're going to fold forwards. And this will help ease the left knee down, and the hips will be more open. So again, take that in breath in to refuel the energy, refuel your body. And release and let go as you exhale. Two more breaths here. And then gently raising the chin, raising the chest, lean into your right hip. We're coming back onto all fours. And you can rotate again into the hips. Just listen to what your body needs. You may want to stretch out your legs in a dog. And if you've rotated the hips one way, just make sure you've rotated them the other way. And then we're going into left-sided pigeon. So back to all fours. Bring your left knee towards your left wrist. Pivot on the knee so your right foot is under your hip. Extend the right leg away. Breathe in, look up. Exhale, mounting forwards. So consciously drawing both hips downwards. And especially if you've rotated a little to the left, ensure the right hip is also finding the earth. So again, just using your breath to surrender into darkness. Two more breaths here. And then looking up, rising. And then lean into your left hip, swing your right leg in front of you and bring the right foot over the left leg. So essentially your left foot is into your right buttock, your right foot is stepped over the left knee. And turning the foot on its side, if that's comfortable, drawing the knees one on top of the other. Breathe in. You can either stay high, just soften into the hips, or you can fold forwards, mount a bit deeper, releasing as you exhale. Finding a comfort here if you can. And two more breaths here. And then leaning into the left hip to come out once you've raised the chest. And release your right leg away. Okay, so the left lower leg is parallel with the front edge of your mat. Then bring your right foot either into the crook of your left knee or on the mat in front of you ahead of your left shin. And then you can draw your right knee towards your left foot. Again, breathe in, lift up. Exhale, melt forwards. Letting go with every out breath. Two more breaths here, well done. Looking up, lifting the chest, lean into your left hip, come back to all fours and listen to what your body needs. So either circling into the hips, finding a blissful dog, listen to what your body needs. So you can either rest in child with nice open knees, or if you'd like to take a vinyasa, find plank position, ease yourself into a chaturanga. Inhale, upward dog, exhale, downward facing dog. And then come to all fours again. Okay, so if you turn and face me, you're still on all fours, you're going to use the side of your mat. You're going to go into frog pose. So just ensure your knees are at the front edge of the side of your mat and that your ankles and feet are on as well. And you're now going to open your knees as wide as you can and then bring your ankles directly behind the knees. So the feet aren't touching, they're nice and open, the same distance as the knees are from each other. Okay. This is frog pose. So you're going to bring your hands ahead of you, nice and grounded, and then turn your right foot so it's on its inner edge. So, bit of a zigzag with the legs going on. If that's comfortable, ease onto your forearms. And in frog, you're just going to sink back into the heels, so just pushing the hips back. Now, if that is too much for your knees, you're going to ease out of that. Otherwise, we're going to hold this for a little while, working with that out breath. Now, if that's not working for you, you can take a standing, wide-legged forward bend. Just release that, because it's quite intense for the knees. Toes under, you're going to come into a forward bend, nice soft forward bend, just to release the spine. You can face the front of your mat again and then roll it up one vertebrae at a time, head coming up last. Please shake out your legs, maybe give your knees a little rub, a massage. Very nice. Okay, and we are going to take a wide-legged forward bend. We normally keep the feet parallel. We're going to turn the toes out today because we're going to lean over individual legs rather than coming into the centre. So just fold down forwards, fingertips touching the floor, and then you're going to walk your hands over to your right foot and exhale, draw your nose towards your right leg. So you can keep the knees slightly soft so you're not hyperextending the knee joints. Just melt and let go into the stretch. Push equally into both feet, really activate the legs. Maybe notice your hips, your hamstrings. What's happening to support you, to balance you? Lovely. Let's walk the hands over to the left leg. Ease your nose towards your left knee. Get nice active legs. Into this stretch using your in and out breath. Release back to center, bend both knees, lift your head above the heart, bring your elbows to your thighs, take a moment here, get the breath back, and then come to standing, shake out the legs. So we're going to move to the floor now. We're going to just ease down into Dandasana, seated staff pose. So just bring your legs ahead of you. So nice straight legs ahead of you, drawing the toes back towards you, really grounding the calves, the hamstrings. Tuck your tummy and lift your spine. Nice soft shoulders, arms by your sides. Bend your right leg. Take your left hand to your right sole. Bring your right arm underneath your knee, cradling your leg. Just opening into the hip here. Okay, so that might be enough for you today. So just feel that nice open stretch. feels nice and open. There's two options here. Either place your right foot into the left inner thigh, easing the right knee down, or you can go into a half lotus, bringing the right foot on top of the left thigh. And just see wherever feels comfortable. Your ankle should feel soft, and ease the right knee again to the floor. Okay, we're going to breathe in. Lift both arms above your head and reach for your left foot. And then soften, melting over that left leg. Lovely. Breathe in. Lift and raise the arms high. Exhale them by your sides. Release your left leg away. Give it a shake. So let's take the left foot in our right hand, left arm under the knee, cradling the leg, just again opening into the hips. And then release the left arm away. Either bring the left foot into the right inner thigh or cross it over the right thigh into half lotus. And then breathe in, lift your arms, exhale, fold over, reaching for your right foot. And releasing into the back of the neck and shoulders. And holding here. And then on your next in-breath, raising the chest, lifting arms high, exhale, arms by your sides. Release the left leg forward. Give your legs a shake. We're going to roll down now towards the floor. So bend your knees, lift your chest, arms are parallel ahead of you, and then rolling down one vertebrae at a time, scooping your pelvis up as you go, easing back. And once you reach the floor, hug your knees in into Apanasana, gently rocking from side to side. Stretch out the hips now, so just ground the feet for a moment, ground your shoulders, and then lift your bottom off the floor and shift your hips to the right and just plant the bottom down again. So you've only shifted a couple of inches. Then squeeze your right knee in towards you and extend your left leg away along the length of the mat on the floor. Bring your left hand onto your right knee, extend your right arm to your side, and now you draw the knee towards the left side. While you still keep that right shoulder connected, and you can look over your right shoulder. Line twist. So again, a lovely rotation of the hip inwards. Notice your lower back. The spinal twist. Lovely breathing. And two more breaths here. So that's quite an intense stretch, so ease carefully back to the centre and then draw the left knee in as well. Give yourself another hug. Gently rock from side to side, massage your spine. And then this time, ground both feet, lift your bottom up and shift the hips to the left side. Extend your right leg along the length of the mat, draw your left knee in towards you. Give yourself a squeeze. And then bring your right hand onto your left knee. Extend your left arm out to the side. And now draw your knee towards the right side, towards the floor, whilst keeping that left shoulder grounded. Maybe looking over your left shoulder as well. And use that out breath to really sink, melt, soften. Thank you. more breaths here. And then you can gently release back up. Draw both knees in into Apanasana. Gently rocking from side to side. So just finishing in happy baby pose. So bring the knees apart, bring your arms through to grab hold of the outside of your feet. And then you're rocking from side to side as you draw the knees down and open into the hips. So actively pull your feet downwards. The soles of the feet face the sky. If you're comfortable, you can rock from side to side. And then just shake out the legs, shake out the arms like a beetle trapped on its back. And we're going into a relaxation now. So if you'd like to grab clothing, popping socks on, jumpers, and lying back into Shavasana when you're ready. I have a couple of blankets if anyone would like one. Julie, you want your blanket? Look at the fierce. Shavasana, just checking that your spine is straight, your hips are square and level, and your waist too. Maybe lifting shoulders and grounding them once more. Maybe tucking in your chin a little to ease out the back of your neck. Feet falling out to the sides, palms to the sky. And just reminding yourself to remain perfectly still so that the body is able to rest while the mind remains active. So let's scan the body and invite it to relax, and then I'll leave you for a moment before I wake you with the chimes. I relax my feet. I relax my feet. My feet are relaxed. I relax my ankles, calves, and knees. I relax my ankles, calves, and knees. My ankles, calves, and knees are relaxed. I relax my thighs, hips, and bottom. I relax my thighs, hips, and bottom. My thighs, hips, and bottom are relaxed. I relax my lower back, my middle back, and upper back. I relax my lower back, my middle back, and upper back. My lower, middle, and upper back is relaxed. I relax my abdomen and chest. I relax my abdomen and chest. My abdomen and chest are relaxed. I relax my shoulders, arms and hands. I relax my shoulders, arms and hands. My shoulders, arms and hands are relaxed. I relax my neck and head. I relax my neck and head. My neck and head are relaxed. I relax my throat. My face is soft. I relax my mouth, my cheeks, my eyes are soft. I relax my forehead and scalp. Even my brain is relaxed. My body is restful now, and I am completely safe. Very slowly and without disturbing yourself too much, bring your attention to your body. Notice the space that you're lying in. Very slowly start to make small movements of your toes, feet, ankles, fingertips, hands and wrists. Maybe turning your head or stretching or drawing your knees in towards your chest. Just listen to what your body needs to do. There's no rush, but when you're ready, bend your knees, ease over onto your side, and just take a moment here to observe how you're feeling. Coming up to a comfortable seated position. So let's let some breath back into the body. Nice straight spine. Breathe in, lift the arms. Exhale, palms down, centre line of the body. Two more.
Namaste. Namaste. Thank you.